be a DJ.
You do? 150 million
people. That's all. That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you. Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Grammy nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Rock Titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms will continue in the forecast, but the best chance of showers and thunderstorms will come late tonight in the overnight hours. Some possibly strong, maybe severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Hey, make sure you have our weather app downloaded on your phone or tablet. It will instantly alert you to a watcher warning for your location. Go to the App Store or search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow, the risk of rain will be around till about lunchtime, falling temperatures into the 50s by the afternoon. Overnight low temperature Thursday night, 35. Mid-50s is the best we'll do Friday, breezy and cool. A dry day Saturday, up around 60, and more scattered showers on Sunday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Holly from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
And it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
We got a Valentine's Day special for you.
You're talking about $99, of course, white, yellow, rose gold. We're talking about gold hoop earrings.
She can dress them up. She can dress them down. You can't miss this deal.
No guy can miss with this. This is great. You get these hoops. Can't go wrong. Hoops are so pretty. Yes, come see us. We're in the Peptree Shop. They're open every day to Valentine's Day.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Bluewater Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Friday. St. Valentine's Day. With high-powered, estrogen-driven, testosterone-fueled romancing and dating love. Get ready for the overpriced flowers. The chocolates. The mushy greeting cards. The overbooked restaurants and more. It's the essential, mandatory, Hallmark manipulated holiday of the year. Don't miss the pressure. The guilty expectations. And don't forget the jewelry store commercials. Friday. Valentine's Day, you better be there.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And it is the big broadcast, Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB, Special Wednesday. David Blackman from DBDailyUpdate.com is going to be here. You know who else is here on Wednesday?
Jay Quillen. Where's Jay Quillen at?
She's here with a friend.
And here they are.
Deborah.
Please clap.
Let's start with this.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
You can call me a pig if you want. But according to the New York Post, the hot new trend for women is going braless at work. Personally, I support that. And since we have Jay Quillen and Amy here, I thought maybe they'd like to lend some opinion to this.
Do I go braless at work?
No, this is a new trend. Now, I'm conflicted on this. I'm a flaming hetero man, and I'm a big fan of women. So, on a guttural level or at a primal level, if I will, there's no gutter here with you two because you bring class to my studio.
Bring something, that's for sure.
But on the other hand, I keep, all I hear is, you know, the workplace and harassment. And to me, this just invites or actually, if I may use a four-syllable word here, exacerbates that quite a bit. If this is the New York Post, not in the Saskatchewan Times. This is a big story.
But I feel like, don't they have anything better to like talk about?
Who did they? With whom and did which, they interview?
Yeah, that's which what women I are they asking? Because I mean, I can't tell you the last time I went braless to court. I just can't tell you when that happened.
I've never.
I don't think I. I'm not gonna say never, but I'm pretty sure I haven't.
Millennial women are much more self-confident, it says, than women used to be. Do you think that's true?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I'm a millennial.
I don't care. Be self-confident. That's great. Everybody needs to have self-confidence.
But I don't want to see your nip.
Yeah,
I don't. Can you say nip on the air?
Yes.
Okay. I think
because there's another nipple story that we have to cover, too. The nipples are there for a reason, or the...
The undergarments.
The undergarments, yes.
I mean, it's just one of the... Okay, so I think it all goes...
Like a little bit closer.
Is it weird? I can't really hear out of
my... That's much
you better.
Better?
Is this better? Is that better? Is that better, Greg?
Any closer, and this will be a 900 number radio station.
I also, though, am a firm believer in just having, like, the self-respect to dress appropriately for the circumstances you're in. Like, I believe, even though we live in the South, that men should wear socks with shoes when you're in court.
Just socks with shoes. If you're wearing shoes, wear some socks.
But I mean, I feel like it's okay to get away with like the loafers with no socks if you're like at the beach or you're like a boat hand or a pirate. If you're in court, you need to have on appropriate dress socks. Just like if you're a woman and you're in court, you need to have on a bra.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be any particular bra. It doesn't even have to be a push-up bra. It could be a sports bra. It just has to be a bra.
Long before your time. Not long before your time, but...
Where's this going?
In the late 70s, that was a real thing.
On the cusp of my time.
And it was... you couldn't help but look. Your jaw dropping down, you know. And women did it to get attention from men. If they had something they wanted to show off.
Well, I mean, in looking back at pictures, I mean, I think it's okay. So... It's okay to not. It's okay to go braless, like at the beach or like at a music festival or like, you know,
at home on
at
Saturday.
Home or at Walmart. But like, don't go braless at work or at church or on a job interview. Or
it was a trend in California in the 70s
to be like
they
free
used to say
spirit.
Anything that happened exactly. In California would eventually make its way east. I hope that stopped.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I don't want to be California.
Mm-mm. And not that I've noticed, but I don't think I've ever seen a woman that was an officer of the court or a court administrator not wearing the proper undergarments. I've seen, you know, just lay people there for cases not dressed appropriately. But I don't think I've ever seen anybody who actually knows better.
The risk is, if you're out there and you're not wearing one, some guy with a Mr. Microphone could come up and say,
"Hey, good looking, we'll be back to pick you up later."
Or you could have like a side boob action. I mean, there's things that could happen. You just need to be prepared.
Yes.
Why bring that upon yourself?
Yeah, you need to have proper foundations. Yeah.
This is the Me Too era. And we get, you know, we're getting all these behavioral signals from, I don't know who the source for this
the
is.
The Post.
Well, the New York Post is a pretty conservative paper. It's one of the last.
But it's like, why is this newsworthy?
Because I said it is.
No, I know you did, but I'm saying like...
How did they come up with that
article? How did they come
up
with that? And is there a distinction between women going braless and men going, you know...
Commando?
Yeah, commando.
I don't think commando is as obvious as braless is.
I think it can be.
Oh, yeah, it can be.
Oh, explain.
Oh, no.
Just like, you know, we talked about a little nip action earlier, like...
Well, that's the other story that...
I feel like a man, if he's wearing, you know, not the proper undergarments...
It came in... this morning's news.
Oh, exciting.
I'm not the newspaper that lands on your doorstep. I'm the newspaper that sits in your lap while you're getting ready for work. And the other story involving nipples today was about the advent of YouTube. The reason YouTube came to be is the three guys that worked for PayPal couldn't find that minuscule little moment when Janet Jackson's...
Oh, the nip.
Yeah. That just...
From the Super Bowl, yeah. That Justin Timberlake had
the wardrobe malfunction.
And that became such a ridiculously outsized thing. But I said the next day, on the air, I said, "You watch, this is ultimately going to trickle down to the point where Howard Stern leaves terrestrial radio because the censorship that's coming now is going to be too much for him and for a lot of other people." And I was absolutely right. I think it was months later, he announced he was going to satellite, which was a good move. I mean, he's making $200 million a year or whatever it is, some crazy number. But he must be worth it because...
They're paying it.
Yeah, and he's a big reason why people keep renewing their satellite. Anyway, these three guys realized... We need a source. So if there's a video that people are talking about or makes the news, they can go to the source and get the video. And that's how YouTube was created. I'll bet those guys are very rich. Now my concern with YouTube is the censorship or the demonetizing of people who they disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
It's very arbitrary. It's wrong. And I'm hoping after President Trump is reelected, he'll do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
How about this?
So exciting.
Go ahead.
Nope, I'll let you go. I'm not going to steal your thunder.
What?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was hoping that you were going to bring up this whole election situation.
Yeah. Part of it, though? There's so many components going on.
Poor Joe.
Poor Joe?
Oh, creepy Joe.
Yeah, creepy.
Paul Joe is... I don't think he's going to make it, Greg.
Today, he said in South Carolina... Well, we've heard from Nevada, so now we need to give Nevada a chance to speak. He forgot that he was just in New Hampshire and not Nevada. The man is
crazy. I've been watching his interviews, and it's just concerning to me how disconnected he is with just reality about what's going on. I mean, not even joking. I feel like he's got, like, a tinge of the dementia.
You know the dog-faced pony soldier comment? Babylon Bee, which is my favorite satirical site, says, "Biden, your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries." Where did that come from? I think that came from something specific. Anybody know?
I don't know.
No.
And little Yang dropped out.
Oh, that was Monty Python. I thought so. Yes. I was going to guess that. I should have. Then I would have sounded smarter than having to look it up. There he is. There's old Joe. Just from the look on his face.
It ain't over, man.
He's not making contact with... He may be looking at you, but he's not making contact with you. And that's, I think, a sign of...
And how about Bloomberg coming out as the write-in?
Yeah, but how about Bloomberg saying we need to, you know, all these criminals are minorities, 16 to 25, and we need to throw them up against the wall.
Oh, yeah. That's going to come back to bite him.
If Trump said that, they would have impeached him 5 minutes later, and that would have been that. Because even the Republicans would have been too scared. But Bloomberg says it, and it's on tape. It's not something that somebody made up. And, well, you know, it's a bunch of crap.
But I wasn't surprised by the Bernie turnout because he won by a landslide in that area. But the margin that he won by was not that great.
No, and by the way,
he should be concerned.
When Trump got 130,000 votes. Mm-hmm. You know how many Obama got up there when he was running for re-election? About 46,000.
I was going to be like seven.
So
seven people.
Again, the media is giving 90% of the attention to this collection of pathetic losers to see who's going to get the chance to run against Trump. And they're paying no attention to the voter enthusiasm unless they're forced to. Like the other night when he had that rally in New Hampshire. Same building. They had seven Democratic candidates that couldn't get half full.
Right.
They had 12,000 in, 12,000 out,
packed,
watching on Jumbotron, and not exactly in summer-like conditions either. And they just cannot bring themselves to acknowledge what they're
doing. So what do you think is going to happen in Nevada?
I don't know that that is...
I've never thought that that was like a real swing state that I needed to be real concerned about.
That's a state that gave us Harry Reid, a-hole supreme. And you would think a state that depends on one thing, and that is disposable income to make a living. That's why they don't have any taxes there.
Immediately, like, other things came to my mind. But I guess you need disposable income in order to do that.
Disposable income to throw it at.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
If the
economy sucks.
Or, like, strippers.
Yeah.
If the economy sucks, who's got money to go to Nevada and blow a couple of grand on playing craps or whatever and eat in the restaurants and all the rest of the stuff there? In fact, didn't Obama actually come out and say at some point, you shouldn't go to Nevada? Whoa, Mr. Lecturer. I got to look that up now. Shouldn't be going to Las Vegas. Let's see what just comes up with those three words here. How could it be any more convenient than this?
From February?
Barack Obama tells America, don't go to Las Vegas. Careless remark by President Barack Obama about Vegas has triggered a furious backlash from Nevada's cash-strapped gambling city and a key Democratic ally fighting a tough re-election battle in the state. You dumbasses out there, if you want to make a living and you want your casinos to prosper and you want virtually full employment, why would you even think about voting for a Democrat that wants to tax everybody's ass off, give everything away for free, and kill the concept of disposable income? Stupid. Just stupid, in my opinion. See, I remembered that all by myself.
You did.
So, we'll see. In Iowa, Trump blew them away with turnout and enthusiasm. He's running for a second term.
How about Sweet Pete?
Can we talk about him in a minute? Sweet Pete.
Little guy.
Yeah.
He's just a little elf.
Let's put a little elf on a shelf.
He's so cute. He's just like,
He's only 37.
Oh, he's
adorable. Rich Thomas is adorable.
Okay, but Pete is creepy.
You can't put Pete and Rich in the same sentence. There's not even
something about Pete that...
I feel like he would enjoy, like, a nice craft beer at Pine Bar. And I could, like, you know.
I feel like Pete, did they say on the radio yesterday that he's, like, listened to all the Obama speeches and just kind of spit them all out?
Like, rearranged them?
Yes. The guy can talk and say nothing with the best of them. And that was Obama's gift.
Kind of like an animatronic.
Yeah, exactly.
He is kind of robotic.
Word salad. He talks and says nothing. Well, we got to be less divided as we move forward into the future with the past behind us. That's what he says.
Can I get a yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well. That was his...
I love him, though. I mean, I'm not going to vote for him, but I mean, he's just precious.
Okay. I'm just going to...
I mean, I don't think we have to question where my allegiance lies at this stage of the election process.
Not you, no. But, and that's fine.
And I can speak for Dana. Dana's not voting for Pete either.
And I'm not voting for Pete.
That's so he's cute and cuddly. And that's great, but we have stuffed animals to fill that role, and real animals, too. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, certified master electrician. You never have to think twice about who to call when you need a repair, an installation, or there's something going on that doesn't make sense to you. We've had them do all of those things for us, solve mysteries as to why lights weren't coming on that were supposed to be motion activated, relocating an outside outlet so we could open our front door. That, well, I'll never understand why the house was built that way in the first place.
I can't either.
Crazy. I mean, you plug something in, you couldn't open a door. So we had it moved. They did that for us. They installed our Ring doorbell system, and they added addition motion activated security lighting around our house. And did all of it to perfection, and the price we paid was what they told us we would pay up front. No guesswork, no last-minute surprises. They play it straight, and they hire the best. And they also do appointments at your convenience, not theirs. 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com, bringing you the most electrifying stories of the day.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Make your next vacation destination Venezuela. Come and enjoy the scenic views, the hospitality, and the people. Venezuela, a place you will never forget.
Warning, stay away from Venezuela.
Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I just noticed that the Dow went up 275 points today. It's at 29,550. Now it's it was within striking distance of 30,000, which is amazing. Brett McDonald will tell us what motivated that big day on Wall Street a little bit later. We've really covered some heavy-hitting issue so far today. The trend of women now going braless at work, the Janet Jackson nip slip that inspired the creation of YouTube. And I got a note from my friend Karen, the Cronins in North Carolina. Says, I recall there are several states that now allow women to go topless. I remember hearing about it last year. It started with several women in Colorado. They can walk all over town without tops. Who would do this? It was their gender equality complaint. I have often said that if all women went around topless, we'd never have trouble on this planet again. Because men are the troublemakers, for the most part. And they'd be too busy, looking to think about starting a war or doing something abhorrent. I think boobs are the most powerful force on the planet. If I may be so blatant.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, like, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Not you. I'm talking about, like, the boob situation. Like, I don't know. If they passed, like, a city ordinance in Montgomery and they're like, you can walk around topless, I'd probably be like,
no thanks.
I'm good. I don't know. What about you, Rosie?
I agree with you. Yeah, I don't think just because you can, you should.
Right.
I think we need to practice decorum. Know the surroundings we're in.
Yeah.
And,
there are plenty nudist colonies in Central Florida. Like, if you want to go and be nude, get on with your bad self.
There's none here in Alabama. A friend told me that.
Is friend Google, Greg?
What?
Did you Google it? Do we know for sure?
A friend did it for me.
This is what I think, too. I think you need to think about the other person. With the way you're dressing also, how's it going to affect other people around you? Now, that being said, some people do that and dress provocatively.
Like I do.
But
with my form-fitting staff shirt today, right?
Hey, you don't have the vest on, so
no.
It's like one less article of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think we need to be aware of the other people around us, I'd be the last one that would want to cause somebody
to be uncomfortable.
Exactly. Or do something unseemly.
There is a nudist place in Pell City.
Where?
Oh,
Pell
my
City?
Lord.
Do you want to see anybody in Pell City naked?
No. Nudist Park in St. Clair County, Alabama. And y'all, it is open.
Oh.
Is it near the lake?
Yeah, there's a fundamental rule about these places, because I have known people that have been to them. I have not, and the BS detector did not go off, who say most of the people that go to these places are not people you want to see naked, for the most part.
This is a family-friendly nude recreation destination, Greg.
Oh, swell.
Family-friendly?
Our clientele is strictly limited to families and couples. That freaks me out. Like, let me tell you one thing we're not doing. We're not taking little baby Steven to a nudist colony.
Yeah, I think that would probably be...
No, we're going to go with a big old negatory there.
So, because I'm single, I can't go?
Right, you're being sexy.
Sorry, Amy.
Again.
You're going to have to make other plans for Valentine's Day.
Well, I already have some.
But this facility is always clean, neat, well-kept, and friendly. I bet it is.
I think you'd have to be friendly.
Yeah, we're not taking our kids to the nudie colony.
David Blackman's going to join us shortly. Later on with you two, we're going to talk about a brand new... There's a lot of Valentine's relationship stuff out there. We want to get your opinion on that. And that'll be a little bit later. David Blackman joining us next. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company dedicated to restoring choices to lives that have had limitations placed... soldiers who have been wounded in combat, people who... were in a car wreck or had a surgery go bad, suddenly they're facing a life of limitation and what Gulf States Mobility does. At that point, that's when people find out how independent they want to be. When they lose it, when they lose the independence, they want to do as much for themselves as they can. They engage that spirit of Gulf States Mobility, so the process of choice restoration begins. And they have talented people. They have a workshop where they literally, each case requires a different criterion. They create whatever is needed to make a person's life as full of choices as possible, to whatever extent. And some who were told they would never drive again now can, because they have developed the VIM vehicles, voice command technology operated cars. Because something as simple as being able to go where you want to go, when you want to go, and not having depending on anybody else makes a huge difference. Their number is 514-6590. They hope, we hope. You never have to call them for the reason they're in business, but nobody is better, not only for folks in the River region, but all throughout the southeastern United States, than Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on the Northeast Boulevard approaching the Wetumpka Highway, just past the exit ramp on the overpass, we have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. Got a second accident now, I-85 at Ann Street. We're not sure on the direction. We're checking on that right now. Just be cautious in that area. We got spotty congestion around the boulevard, moderate to heavy at times traffic on I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. Taylor Road, very congested, as well as Vaughn Road and Atlanta Highway. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection? Fantastic. Get the special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Holly from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
And it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
We got a Valentine's Day special for you.
You're talking about $99, of course, white, yellow, rose gold. We're talking about gold hoop earrings.
She can dress them up. She can dress them down. You can't miss this deal.
No guy can miss with this. This is great. You get these hoops. Can't go wrong. Hoops are so pretty. Yes, come see us. We're in the Peptree Shop. They're open every day to Valentine's Day.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on this big old ever-flowing Alabama River. Y'all, if you hadn't been down here, we're easy to get to right off I-65. Take that North Boulevard exit, then take the first exit. That's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right three times. Just make a little U there. Follow it down. You'll pass the RV park. Come to the river. You'll find the Oyster Bar sitting down here cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf, having a good time. And it's Valentine's. That's right. So we're going to have Valentine's weekend. We're not just going to celebrate Friday. It's going to be packed Friday, but we'll just come on Saturday and Sunday and bring your gal and your husband out and have a good time. We especially Sunday afternoon, we got you a special treat at 5 o'clock. Miss Gina Coleman is bringing her band to town, the Misty Blues Band. That's right. First time she's been here. They were runners-up last year at the International Blues Challenge 2019. They'll be down here having a good time. So check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. You'll see a menu. You see, we got some good food we cook up for you, from the steamer, the fryer, the grill. We'll do it any way you like it. So happy Valentine's. We'll be looking for you. Get down here soon and come hunger.
It's Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. For a limited time, save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Plus, get $300 bonus cash good towards sleep accessories. Save on the most highly recommended bed in America and take home something extra while you're at it. Visit mattressfirm.com/Tempur-Pedic or a store near you to feel it for yourself. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying mattress purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/Tempur-Pedic.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating a morning bank robbery. They say a man entered the Wells Fargo in the 6200 block of Atlanta Highway, handed the teller a note, and got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. If you have any information on this, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Your tip could lead to a cash reward. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed and the transition team want to hear your voice tonight. There is a municipal assembly at City Hall tonight at 5:30 to answer questions about the direction the city is wanting to go to build a better Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. Last night, the Montgomery County School Board voted to approve an addition to the county ad valorem tax. Right now, the system is working with 10 mills, which is the state-required minimum. The board wants to add 12 mills to the current tax, making it 22 mills, and could possibly bring in around $33 million. Voters will ultimately decide. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms will continue in the forecast, but the best chance of showers and thunderstorms will come late tonight in the overnight hours, some possibly strong, maybe severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Hey, make sure you have our weather app downloaded on your phone or tablet. It will instantly alert you to a watcher warning for your location. Go to the App Store or search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow, the risk of rain will be around till about lunchtime, falling temperatures into the 50s by the afternoon. Overnight low temperature Thursday night, 35. Mid-50s is the best we'll do Friday, breezy and cool. A dry day Saturday, up around 60, and more scattered showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you struggling to find that perfect Valentine's Day gift? Well, try the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. We've got fake flowers, packs of gum, and maybe an oil funnel? You never know when you're going to need one of those, right? Or how about an all-purpose car charger that won't work in a week? Nothing says I love you like a gas card. Make it seem romantic with a saying like, your love fuels the engine of my life or something. You know, never mind. Don't take that. I'm going to use it. You could just take a big fountain drink and tell her that her love quenches your thirst. Yeah, that'll work. Take that one. Show her you don't care at all by going to the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. You laugh now, but we've all done it before, and we'll do it again.
Gas station gifts. Can't go wrong. That's why they have 24-hour stores.
Hey, if people weren't buying them, they wouldn't have them there.
Exactly. There's a gas station out on Vaughn Road that a day or two before Valentine's Day has roses. But they're obviously not from... They're real, but the way they present them, they look really cheap. If it's possible to take something as naturally beautiful as a rose and make it look like you didn't really go to an actual florist to get this.
Do you remember in South Florida when you were there, they used to have the people in the middle of the road that would sell the flowers?
Some of those weren't bad, but I never bought a Valentine gift there.
Yeah, we used to buy flowers for, like, gravesites and stuff there. Like, you know, if you're going to, like, pay your respects. But never, like, oh, happy birthday, Mom. I got these from the panhandler on the corner.
Yeah.
He was standing in the median.
Yeah.
Do you remember the homeless newspaper?
The homeless newspaper? Oh, and they used to come around. You got the paper if you gave, like, they wanted a donation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could ask for it for free, but they expected a donation.
A dollar or more.
And after they started getting killed by cars because they were not careful about walking out into traffic and probably impaired at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that going on for a long time.
I haven't seen the homeless paper.
I think I got a copy of it once.
Just out of pure curiosity, right? Like,
yeah. What do you put into a newspaper for the homeless?
And like, who's screen printing this?
Classified ads for apartments to rent. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
They should put job ads. That's what I would put. Like,
or where the shelters are.
Or like,
well, today there's places that actually need to hire people and can't find them.
It's because the economy's so good, Greg.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look at that Dow today, up 275 points. Again, I'm finally reached the point now. Like, we had that bad dip a week ago Friday, about almost 500 points. They said it was concerns over the coronavirus. And what we've learned from this economy, from this president, is just don't panic. Wait. It'll come back. And it does. And not only has it come back, where those 500 points regained, it's gained another 500 on top of that. So that's 1,500 points in 10 days, 10 business days.
What are your thoughts on the coronavirus? Do you think that China is downplaying how bad it is, or do you think it's like, meh?
I had a pretty scary clip today from, and it featured Senator Tom Cotton, who's right. One of the good guys. Did you see that?
Yes.
And if I can find it,
because I watched a clip from, like, some Chinese billionaire guy last night on the YouTube, and I was like, what?
You can't trust China.
Or the YouTube, really, as we've already discussed. You know,
yeah, the government. Let's see if I can find that. But it's, you know what? What am I wasting my time with this for? I'm looking at 5,000.
I have it, if you want me to send it to you.
No. I'll just look it up. Tom Cotton Corona should bring it right up, right?
With a line.
Well, I don't know. Facebook took some of it down.
All right. Tom Cotton, Total Trouble Ban Committee. There he is.
There he is.
That's the one.
I want to talk about the biggest and the most important story in the world, the Wuhan coronavirus. Mm-hmm. This coronavirus is a catastrophe on the scale of Chernobyl for China. But actually, it's probably worse than Chernobyl, which was localized in its effect. The coronavirus could result in a global pandemic. While you were all sleeping overnight, the number of diagnosed cases in China increased by 30%. Now, let me be clear, that's not new cases, that is just newly admitted cases. It is probably several orders of magnitude higher than that. Also, while you were sleeping, China now has its entire border with Russia closed. 2,600 miles Russia has closed that border. El Al has shut down travel between Israel and China. Air France has shut down travel between China and France. And that's in addition to all the other countries that have already shut down travel. From what we know so far, and there's still many unknowns, this virus could have both a long incubation period, as much as 14 days, and individuals could be contagious while asymptomatic, which was not the case with SARS in 2003. Furthermore, from some cases, it appears the virus could be aerosolized, which means it doesn't require the kind of contact that you have with, say, a married couple kissing each other or a family living in close quarters in a hotel or apartment, but rather the distances we are all sitting apart right now. Yet China is still lying about all of this. They've been lying about it from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And you don't need their history of lying about SARS in 2003, though it is relevant here. You just have to see what's happened over the last 2 months. We now know that the first case manifested no later than December 1, even though China didn't reveal it to the WHO until a month later on December 31st, when they continued to hide it from their own citizens. And they continued to say that it had been contained inside Wuhan. Today, it is in every single province in China.
The people that are voting for Bernie are basically voting for the kind of government he's describing there. Well, they'll decide what you need to know. They'll decide what you need to have, how much you need to eat, and every other thing. And I just don't understand that at all. I just don't.
You know how I feel about Bernie. There's no need to reiterate.
Look, so understanding the Obama phenomenon in 2008 was not difficult.
No.
Those of us who paid attention and actually vetted him a little bit realized there's not much there. In fact, what is there, I don't like. But, whoa! The Greek columns and the soaring speeches and, whoa, we're the ones we've been waiting for, and all that crap. And a year after he was president, all of that was gone.
He got a Nobel Peace Prize, Greg.
Yeah. So who did they just give one to? Greta Mouse?
Yeah.
I have a Greta
Peace. The Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah. For what? Nobel Peace Prize for what? Why don't you just put it on eBay and auction it off?
For global warming issues.
Yeah.
We're still using straws.
It's unbelievable. So I don't know what to think about this and what precautions you take. It's 3:46. Do you still have your... for couples that want to go
yes.
the wrong way? Tell us about that. It's a flat fee.
It's a flat fee. $7.99 for an uncontested divorce. You go ahead and call the office, 334-819-4810. Speak to Amy. Get scheduled in for a consultation. We'll meet with you, confirm that it's really going to be uncontested. We will draft it, get it signed, file it, and you can be divorced by Valentine's Day. But we're running it for the whole month of February.
And, well, that's good, because if you feel like the cost of divorce mm-hmm. and everything else is the reason you haven't done it, you know you really can't move on. You know, if you are separated but not divorced, and
right.
you bump into somebody, you can't look them in the eye and say, yeah, I'm divorced.
And we have a lot of that. You would be surprised. We have a lot of people that will come in and have been separated from their legal spouse for 2, 3, 4 years, and they just haven't done it for a variety of reasons, when it really doesn't have to be complicated. I mean, we can literally get you divorced in a matter of hours if it's a situation like that and you have nothing together. There's no assets, there's no debts, there's no children. But even if there are, come talk to us, because sometimes it's easier than you think. It's not like it is on television or the movies. Or at least it doesn't have to be.
We also need to get with you, and I'm so glad to know that you can handle this. We got to get our wills together. This has been a bad year so far.
But, like, you're fine. So we can, like, move on past that, because yes. you're fine. You don't need a divorce, and you don't need your wills done today. You've got plenty of time. For the world.
I'm planning on being here till at least 6.
Cool. I'm going to be here till about 5.
Okay.
But I
we
mean...
We got to get that done. And just because she's not feeling well is no excuse.
I mean, we'll get it done. Sweet Roz. I did check on her. And...
How's she doing?
She's doing well. I mean, obviously not as well, you know, as I'd hope. But she's fine. She's feeling a little cruddy.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're feeling a little cruddy. I hope that's not the coronavirus, because as Mr. Cotton just said, we're in pretty close quarters here.
No.
I will blame you, Greg.
Radio stations are like daycare centers. Jay came in with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I got the
it.
Joy.
And then Rich got it.
I have Jay's headphones on, so like if I get this.
You won't.
Bone to pick. I'm coming in the morning.
Incoming.
I have not gotten it, but I've been disinfecting and tea drinking and vitamin C imbibing. So,
Rosie, you're immune to anything bad.
Let's pray so.
That's the power of Rosie. 819-4810 is the number for Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, the website. DivorceForMenAlabama.com.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
Across America, George Soros is spending billions to defeat conservative prosecutors and judges. Think Alabama is immune? Think again. 2 years ago, Soros tried to take over the Alabama Supreme Court, but you stopped him. Now Soros is back and taking aim at Judge Beth Kellum on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Why? Because Kellum's tough, and George Soros can't control her. Now, she needs your vote. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals.
I'm Beth Kellum. As a judge, I fight for the Constitution and the law, and it's too bad if Mr. Soros doesn't like it. I'm asking for your vote on March 3rd so that I can continue to fight for what's right, regardless of what George Soros, the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, or anyone else might think.
Stop socialism. Stop Soros. Keep Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. For Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 6181, Montgomery, 36106.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yeah, ain't it great?
No.
This Valentine's Day, she'll flip over the gift that flips her off. The MIA Halftime Teddy Bear.
Oh, honey, it's adorable. But who the heck is MIA?
Wait. Just watch the little bear's finger.
Oh, that MIA.
It's the Valentine that says, I'm yours and up yours. The MIA Halftime Teddy Bear. Available wherever FCC fine gifts are sold.
All right, now that wasn't supposed to be that. That was supposed to be the Miami teddy bear. So what happened? You know the Vermont teddy bear? Either of you, Amy, Jay Quellen,
yes.
Rosie, any of you, I should say, not either. It's any when there's three and either when there's two, right?
Yes, correct.
Fundamental yes. grammar.
Yes.
Because I have the Vermont...
This Valentine's Day, send her the gift that says you just can't live without her. Send her a Vermont Needy Bear.
What's this? It's from Chad. Now what does he want? Oh, it's an adorable teddy bear. And he talks.
Where were you Saturday night? I called your house 16 times and left messages. Why didn't you call back?
Oh, no. He sent me a Vermont Needy Bear.
That probably sounded familiar to a few people, right? I don't know what happened to these. I had one for the New Jersey teddy bear, which sounded a lot like Tony Soprano.
Hmm. There's a Vermont Trump teddy bear that Steven might be getting for his birthday.
Have you seen the Trumpy bear mm-hmm. advertised on TV?
Mm-mm.
You haven't?
No.
Rosie, what channels are you watching?
I don't have cable.
You can it's get me TV. Can't you get
Facebook.
Digital?
Facebook.
Huh?
I think it's on Facebook, isn't it?
I'll bring it up on YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube was started by three guys with the PayPal.
Yeah, because of... all right, here is the Trumpy Bear commercial. Now, I love the president, but this is too much.
The wind whispered through the forest. A storm is coming. You cannot defeat the storm. From the trees rose a resounding voice. I fear nothing. I come when the trumpet sounds. I am the storm, the great American grizzly. Introducing the original Trumpy Bear. The fearless, super plush American grizzly. Trumpy Bear was born June 14th, Flag Day. Just find the secret zipper and pull out the flag blanket. Then wrap yourself in the red, white, and blue for comfort and warmth. Show your patriotism and proudly display Trumpy on Flag Day and on any American holiday. Trumpy can even honor your own family heroes.
God bless America and God bless Trumpy Bear.
And it goes on from there.
I love it.
Look at this big badass biker.
And I'm proud to have Trumpy Bear ride.
I'm proud to have Trumpy Bear.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
That's right. And then the gut. See, this guy, golfing, Trumpy Bear makes my golf game great.
Makes my golf game great again.
I said that already.
Simply styled his trademark hair. Like this favorite chair. Even the toughest guys will love Trumpy Bear.
When America is great, business is great. When business is great, I am great. I love you, Trumpy Bear.
I am an Army veteran. I am proud to own the Trumpy Bear, and I will always be proud to be an American.
That's funny.
I love the president, but I don't know if I'd even want one propped up against the wall in the House. It just seems a little over the top.
They're only $184.
What?
What? They're probably...
$184. Oh, no, wait a minute. It says two payments of $19.95 on this.
Well, on Amazon, it says $184.
Oh, man.
It's shipping and handling. That's where they're going to get you.
Ah. Wow. Well,
because I'm like, Father's Day's coming. I'll get two of those, one for my dad and one for Jared. Not for $184. The Vermont Trump Bear is cheaper than that.
Mm-hmm. We have some more Valentine's-related stuff to talk about with Jacqueline and Amy. And I want to spend at least a few minutes talking about Amy's field of specialty, bankruptcy.
Oh, bankruptcy. Use your tax refunds. Get a Chapter 7.
Or hire a divorce lawyer.
Or do both.
And I can lend some personal insight to that as well. 358, you should use it if it's available and you got a situation that is overwhelming you. And you should not be ashamed either because life happens. 358.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Bunch of stuff to tell you about. Northeast Boulevard, as you approach the Wetumpka Highway, as you head up onto the overpass, we have an accident there. Ann Street at I-85, actually down on Ann Street. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We've got some minor accidents. Atlanta Highway at Burbank, Taylor Road near Buddy Watson Park, Eastern Boulevard at the end of the bridge near Carmichael Road, and also on Day Street at Hill Street, we have a container in the road there. Watch out for all of these little minor problems and try to avoid them this afternoon. Just a busy afternoon so far. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology.